University lecturers strike for fair pay. UK members were out in force on picket lines at universities on the first day of UK-wide two-day strike action against a paltry 1.1% pay offer from university employers. Cardiff. Comrades, this strike is all about respect, declared the president of Cardiff University UQ. Vice-chancellors are receiving four times the wages of lecturers and universities are investing huge amounts in facilities and buildings. But what do students remember about university years later? Is it how modern the buildings were, or the experience and support that lecturers provided? Lecturers have experienced an average fall in real wages of 14% in the last 6 years, while university vice-chancellor salaries have gone through the roof. In Cardiff University, the vice-chancellor is paid £270,000 a year, and lavished with perks, expenses and first-class travel, while many lecturers who actually deliver education to students have to get by on part-time contracts. Strikers from the National Museum of Wales joined the picket line to show solidarity along with members of Cardiff Trades Council. UQ members will be taking action on Thursday as well, followed by Work 2 contract action, and further days of action until a decent pay offer is forthcoming. Other unions are invited to support their picket line. Dave Reard, London. UQ strikers from City University gathered a great crowd at lunchtime to march around central London. They were joined by a group from London Met, and then marched to SOAS, UCL and Birkbeck, gathering up more strikers as they went. One of the organisers was UQ rep Chris Flood, a former Socialist Party councillor and TUSC candidate, who addressed the demo, and passed on a message of support from Janice Godrick, president of PCS. The strikers were supported by CERTUC, Unison members and students. City UQ sent a message of support to the steel workers' demonstration taking place on the same day. Paula Mitchell, Liverpool. Joe McNeil, president of University of Liverpool UQ branch, and NEC member, spoke to Hugh Caffrey. We are out on strike today, because of our pay. There's a massive perception that people in this sector are very well paid, and have got permanent and secure positions. That's simply not the case anymore, it's a highly casualized sector. We are fighting not just to increase our pay, it's not just about more pounds and pence in our pockets anymore, it's about fair pay, and having the right to a pay increase every year. Our vice-chancellors have just been offered a between 6% and 10% pay increase nationally, and our offer was 1.1%, and we just think that's outrageous. With the massive gender pay gap and the increasing casualization, we've got academics on 0 hours contracts, early career researchers who are consistently receiving redundancy notices, because they are on such short-term contracts, we think there should be more permanency in the sector. We're charging the students £9,000 a year, and we think that our pay should be reflective of the service that they want us to provide. Leicester. One of the issues in this strike is the gender pay gap. The gap at Leicester University is one of the very worst in the country. Yet they hypocritically take part in a UN equality initiative called He Higher Education for She. Steve Score leads. A sea of pickets greeted commuters along Woodhouse Lane in the north of the city centre as UQ members picketed entrances to three of the city's four higher education institutions which lay along that road. As Socialist Party and Socialist Students members toured the picket lines, we found that pickets were in a buoyant mood, in sharp contrast to the overcast weather. Throughout the morning, pickets had grown, and noticeably in number of postgraduate students who are often on a casual basis employed to teach joined the picket lines. At lunchtime, around 150 to 200 joined a march and rally into the center of the city, with a noticeable delegation of Unison members in higher education joining the march who are also currently balloting over the same pay offer. Speakers from the UQ branches on strike, including UQ anti-casualization NEC rep Vicky Blake, outlined that as well as striking because of the decline of pay in relation to costs of living, there were also big issues over the gender pay gap as well as the rampant usage of casualized working conditions that especially affect newcomers into academia. Sarah Gilborn, Leeds Beckett Sue Welfare Officer, also spoke in support of the strike, and brought solidarity from students. Leeds Beckett Sioux Student Council recently unanimously passed a motion, moved by Socialist Students member Amy Cousins, to back the staff trade unions in this dispute. Ian Dalton, Leeds Socialist Party. Ian also sent a report the following day from Bradford. A dozen UQ were picketing in Bradford on the second strike day when Socialist Party members locally visited the picket line. Many of the pickets talked about ongoing job reviews at the university, which they believe are designed to cut staff pay by making job descriptions more vague. Other pickets talked about how through the union they had challenged this procedure, in some cases forcing the university to recognize additional duties they were undertaking and increase pay. Tish, one of the UQ reps at the university, spoke to us about her concerns over education in general, including her local school which has been turned into an academy. The common theme in all the Tories' plans for education is increasing marketization of the sector. Sheffield. The 48-hour strike by UQ members in higher education saw strong pickets at both the University of Sheffield and Hallam, despite the fact that the timing of the strikes meant teaching at both institutions had largely finished. There was a mood of determination. We know that we will need to take much more action to recover some of the 15% of our pay lost to freezes and cuts in recent years, but we've also seen the impact of the junior doctor strikes, an inspiration to all trade unionists. On Wednesday, the first day of the action, Sheffield UQ organised a teach-in which brought together around 150 education workers and students to discuss the marketisation agenda, the gender pay gap and casualisation, and how workers and students can fight these attacks together. Conveniently, on the second day of our strike, Hallam University was inaugurating its new vice-chancellor in Sheffield Cathedral, so members from Sheffield and Hallam UQ decided it would be nice to pop along and pay our respects. Various attending dignitaries were greeted with chants of "We'll be back to bother you later, until we get fair pay," as they filed in for the ceremony, and Hallam's management apparently felt the need to ensure two police vans were in attendance to deal with our dangerous group of academics and students. Afterwards, we joined with striking workers from the business, innovation, and skills department who were also out on a 48-hour strike, and held a joint rally with speakers, who included Marion Lloyd, president of PCS BIS Group. Also speaking, from Hallam Students' Union were Hassan El Zaffa, education officer, and Luke Renwick, education officer-elect, who were invited to attend the inauguration, but told strikers they'd rather be outside with them. In Sheffield, we've kicked off the pay campaign with visible and disruptive industrial action, and shown the way forward by organizing with other workers in struggle locally. That's how we'll build the generalized strike action we need to get rid of the Tories, not by waiting for the tuck to take a lead, but by showing the way forward ourselves. Sam Moorcroft, Sheffield UQ Anti-Casualization Officer. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 25th of May 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist,